When Walker initially signed the expanded historic preservation tax credit, it was projected to cost the state about $4 million. After costs ballooned to $35 million by June, it was put on hold by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, known as WEDIC. Walker's decision lifts that moratorium, but only for projects built before 1936, which is how the state defined historic buildings before it expanded the credit. The move was welcomed by backers of the Hotel Northland, an historic preservation project in Green Bay that stood to miss out on the credits if the moratorium was not lifted. Spokeswoman Brigitte Breitenbach says all taxpayers should see some return on the investment.
That return comes in the form of permanent jobs. It comes in the form of temporary construction jobs, and then an overall increase to the tax base.
But paying for the credit could still prove tricky for the state. While it's now limited only to older properties, WEDIC's Mark Maley says those buildings accounted for more than half of the increased costs since the credit was expanded. Still, Maley says WEDIC is confident the credit is manageable.
It's a balancing act where you have to weigh the value of the program to the ultimate cost to the taxpayers. And I think this solution does that by, you know, restoring one portion of the program, but keeping the moratorium in place for another part of it.
The decision to partially lift the moratorium on the tax credit drew praise from lawmakers from both parties, who said it would create jobs and have a direct impact on local communities. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.